The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, interviewing people is my job, and all of us who do it are acutely aware when we've touched on a sensitive spot. The eyes will narrow, the posture will shift a little, the jaw becomes a little firmer, but that's politics for you. In showbiz, it's normally all sweetness and light. The movie star gets to plug the movie, and the interviewer gets a little glow of stardust for a while. And everybody's happy, particularly the PR people who are pushing the movie. But sometimes it all goes wrong. Michael Parkinson and Meg Ryan to remember but one tense encounter. Anyway, that's our theme for Inside Hollywood this week. I'm joined by presenter and producer Lisa Cannon. Lisa, good morning.
Well, I think that's a very fair introduction because, you know, Pat, we can be provoke our stars from time to time, but we don't dig deep just to be salacious, do we? Let's be honest.
No,
when we're interviewing
not
people.
At all. And sometimes with politicians, of course, you're trying to get to the nub of things.
Yes.
And you can tell. You know, there might be a touch of steel comes into the response.
This is it. You know, the kind of the no comment that people say. But we do try to dig a little bit deeper and uncover something a bit fresh. But there is a fine line between that thoughtful questioning and being rude.
Now, we're going to play some clips and you're going to set the scene for us. Now, the first person is Quentin Tarantino.
Now, notoriously a little bit prickly to interview. And here he is on Channel 4 before with a reporter who kind of he snapped. He wasn't happy. He said, "You're not my master, you're not my slave." And, you know, Quentin has put on record many times about the correlation between violence in his movies and violence off screen. And this really rubbed him up the wrong way. I do think he pushed him too far. Personally, I don't think I would have had the backbone to do that.
It was Krishan Gurumurthy who was asking the questions on Channel 4. Now, he'd be a serious journalist. He wouldn't be normally doing the showbiz routine.
No, but he's done Michael Jackson. He'd done many other ones before. And I think he's just slightly probing. I mean, he has a history of it. And Quentin was having none of it. I mean, he really snapped. But he wanted to make a story, I think. And Quentin said this.
"But why are you so sure that there's no link between enjoying movie violence and enjoying real violence?"
I'm going to tell you why I'm so sure. Don't ask me a question like that. I'm not biting. I refuse your question.
Why?
Because I refuse your question. I'm not your slave and you're not my master. You can't make me dance to your tune. I'm not a monkey.
Make you answer anything. I'm asking you interesting questions.
And I'm saying I refuse.
Okay, well, no, I was just asking you why. That's fine. But you see, Jamie Foxx has said, we can't turn our back and say that violence in films
well, then
or
you should talk to Jamie Foxx.
Doesn't
you,
have a
then
source
you
of
should
influence.
Talk to Jamie Foxx about that. And I think he's actually here, so you can.
I'd love to. But I mean, it's interesting that you have a different view and I'm just trying to explore that.
Yeah, so. And I don't want to. Because I'm here to sell my movie. This is a commercial for the movie. Make no mistake.
Well, you
and
have
So
you don't want to talk about anything serious?
I don't want to talk about what you want to talk about. I don't want to talk about the implications of violence. The reason I don't want to talk about it because I've said everything I have to say about it. If anyone cares what I have to say about it, they can Google me and they can look for 20 years what I have to say about it. I haven't changed my opinion one iota.
No, but you haven't fleshed it out.
It's not my job to flesh it out.
No, it's my job to try and ask you to.
And I'm all, shutting you know? Your butt down.
And that's entirely your that's entirely
this
your
this is a
your,
commercial
your right.
from my movie.
Now, in a way, though, he's broken the kind of a golden rule. You know, they don't really want to say, we are here to plug, even though everybody knows they're here to plug.
Sure.
We're here to have a conversation. And he's saying, no, the only reason I'm here is to plug my movie.
Absolutely. And you know, Pat, all the years you've been interviewing people, I mean, they can go a bit wrong, but that felt to me a little bit like an ambush, I think.
I think it's quite a reasonable,
you were happy enough with that?
Reasonable question to ask. I mean, Quentin Tarantino's movies, and many of them are absolutely laden with violence.
Of course, absolutely.
And it is a reasonable question that if we're blaming video games for the violence of teenagers, for example, which we sometimes do, what about the big screen violence?
No, totally. But I think what his point was that he had, you know, said it so many times on record before and he wanted, you know, obviously the interview wanted this for his show. Yeah. It's hard to know because then, of course, you think Quentin Tarantino has been difficult and I suppose he is, but can you blame them for walking
well,
out
Well, I'll give you my personal experience with him, which was nothing because he was due on the Late Late Show to talk to me. He was giving a talk in the IFI. He was paged, you know, on stage to say, the Late Late Show, you've got to go out now. And he said, F the Late Late Show.
No way.
So, Bill Malone, the producer, got T-shirts made up for all of us, which says, F the Late Late Show. signed Quentin Tarantino. Right. So I still have that T-shirt.
That's good.
Anyway,
I like that.
That was the experience. In other words, a difficult man, a man who wanted the interviewer there to obey the rules of pluggery, but when it came to, you know, fulfilling an obligation, failed to.
I've had my own times with celebrities where the, you know, the room drops by 10 degrees when you're asking some questions. And there's so many. We've got a few today, which are a bit of fun.
Now, I want to bring on Sandra Bullock would be, to my mind, you know, one of the most amenable personalities you could imagine.
She's frosty enough. I interviewed her moons ago, but in the UK. And of course, you know, listen, she's old hat at this. And she's was on the promo trail for The Proposal, not with me, but this is the clip we're going to play. And she was asked by the host on the Today Show whether she found it difficult being naked in front of the cast and crew. The Proposal, I don't know if you remember, there's a scene where...
One of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
It's brilliant, it's with great. Ryan Reynolds. And of course, something happens. She runs in and the dog runs out. And of course, she's naked and her and... Ryan Reynolds slapped together. Okay, so fair enough. But to be honest with you, it felt very sexist. It found very misogynistic. And Bullock, however the professional, kind of shut it down with a bit of class. But no interviewer should ask an interviewee this question first off the bat. I don't know anyone that would. And of course, he got fired afterwards. Have a listen.
Sandra Bullock, good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's been 2 years since you've been here.
Has it?
It has been. March, I think, 15th, the Ides
of
March.
Are you counting?
I am. It's been hard.
Sad.
It's been hard. The major thing that's changed since you were here last?
Yes.
I have now seen you naked.
I'm so sorry about that.
I have seen you naked.
Were you able to sleep afterwards? Why are you looking down?
It's now my screensaver.
Why did you look down?
I was looking at my notes.
Not your notes are not over here.
No, they're right there.
That would be this.
They were right there. I didn't go like this.
Just
I went
saying,
like this.
I'm just saying. Just
you're naked for most of this movie.
I assume.
It's like a long stretch.
No, I'm not. I'm not naked for most of this movie. Emotionally naked.
Except for a... that's such an acting
thing.
Thank you. Except for a carefully placed... Is it a washcloth? Is that what it is?
It's more of a loofah.
It is?
Yes.
It is a loofah.
It was very... just very rough. You know,
it's a wash mitt is what it actually
was. It's a loofah wash mitt is what
wash
it was,
mitt,
yes.
Yeah.
Carefully placed left arm.
Didn't you tell me one time you were never going to do that?
I said I was never going to do like a sex nude scene.
Oh.
But for comedy, I'm okay with that.
Was it all right? I mean, was it hard to do?
I mean, that's a cringe-worthy clip, right? What anchor opens with that line?
And then she says to him, would you say that to a man or are you just a little too excited about this movie?
I mean, the tone is just so off. It's so personal.
Yeah, but
it's
she handled
sexist.
It brilliantly.
She handled it brilliantly. But again, ever the professional. But it just is a reminder of, you know, sexist questions still happening in the 21st century. But she's so good with the media culture. I knew she'd handle it well. But it's the dignity. He got fired, of course, as I said afterwards. And rightly so. Awful interview.
Anyway, Mel Gibson is a man who comes across a lot of the time as being quite troubled. And has had his troubles, although he survives to go on making great movies.
Yeah.
So tell me about this one.
Yeah. So look, he's no stranger to kind of volatile interviews. And in 2010, while promoting The Edge of Darkness, he appeared on a US morning show. The poor US shows get a real kick. And he was asked about his public scandals, the arrests, and of course, all the anti-Semitic remarks. Now, this is a very delicate tightrope. I wouldn't ever go near that with Mel Gibson. But this interview did. His name is San Rubin. And by attempting to move the conversation back to the film, Gibson kind of leaned in and muttered off the mic, and I'm not going to say it, but listen to it at the very end. I think we've beeped it out. And he gave the host that kind of withering glare. Mel Gibson holds no prisoners, and rightly so. But I feel here that, again, maybe I'm just on the side of the actors, but I sometimes feel that, you know, reporters can just push a little bit too far, and I think it becomes too personal. So here you go. Here's Mel Gibson. Is this journalism or is this provocation? Have a listen.
Do you think that the public will perceive you any differently after all that's been in the news about you?
What are you referring to specifically?
Referring to the drinking problems, referring to what's been called the anti-Semitic rant, referring
to all those things.
You know what I'm talking about.
That's almost 4 years ago, dude. I mean, I've moved on. I guess you haven't.
Well, so I'm just wondering if you think that the public has moved on and will perceive you in the same light.
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, it is a while back, and I've done all the necessary mea culpas. So, let's move on, dude. Right. Come on.
Edge of Darkness opens today. It's good to see you back in the saddle and doing what you do best. Thanks a lot for joining us, Mel. Take care.
Bye bye. Asshole.
Well, you know, I mean, there you go. Yeah,
and in 4 years on, I mean, I remember when Hugh Grant was picked up, was it on Hollywood Boulevard? He was talking to this lady of the night, Divine Brown.
That's right. Good
and sometime after that, it wasn't that many months, he was on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And Hugh Grant, he's wickedly funny anyway. Mm-hmm. But Jay Leno's opening question was, this is it, verbatim. Hugh, what were you thinking? And everybody cracked up, and that was over and done with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was a way of handling it. Russell Crowe.
Yeah, no, it is definitely a lesson in broadcasting for sure. Russell Crowe, now met Russell Crowe, like Russell Crowe, but before you go into interview with Russell Crowe, you are kind of warned, you know, he can be a bit funny at times and he can, you know, he's volatile as it were. But actually, I had a great experience with him. But here, during a BBC Radio 4 interview, he was asked to justify his accent in Robin Hood. So not Gladiator, Robin Hood. And the, I thought this was fair enough. The interviewee said to him, had said, you know, it was kind of Irish. And Crowe took the offence to this and walked out mid-interview. Now, thankfully, I've never had anyone walk out of any of my interviews mid-interview, but it just goes to show they can be very tetchy. And the question was that he took offence and found it insulting. I just thought that it was curious. I thought it was criticism disguised as a bit of conversation, but Russell Crowe wasn't having it.
I'm a little dumbfounded that you could possibly find any Irish in that character. That's kind of ridiculous, but then it's your show.
So you're going for, well, no, I'm just saying, you're going for Northern English.
No, I was going for an Italian. Yeah. Missed it.
The,
anyway.
And finally, you can either answer this or not. I'll just give you the chance because it's out there at the moment. Because you know that, the suggestion you didn't want to say the famous line in Gladiator in this book that has come out.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't get the Irish thing, but I didn't get it at all.
Russell Crowe, who waved his cigarette in farewell. Robin Hood can be seen from today, not only in the character's native Yorkshire, but pretty much everywhere else. Certificate 12A.
That was a good comeback now from Mark Lawson. That's hard to do as a broadcaster when they walk out of your interview, you know.
I wonder, though, would you, if you'd been talking to Tom Cruise, talk to him about his Irish accent in that famous movie?
Oh, I don't know. It's a step
would you
too
ask
far.
Him, Tom, where did you get the accent?
Well, the thing
or
is...
Or to Pierce Brosnan for Mobland at the moment.
I know, because you know I've been going on about that. God, that is a hard question. Because, of course, you have a job as a journalist to kind of, as you said, dig deeper. But it's also, you know, do you do clickbait to get the headline or do you just
greet
challenge
Tom,
them?
Top of the morning, Tom. That's how you'd greet him.
There's
anyway,
a fine line.
There are a couple of other ones. I mean, Robert Downey Jr. walked out. When was that?
Yes, back in 2015, he was doing press for Avengers, The Age of Ultron. And, you know, you'd expect all the superhero talk and a few laughs. But actually, the Channel 4 had other plans. And the interviewer started probing his history, the addiction and prison and estranged parents, and he just squirmed. And then the iconic line said, "You seem okay, but this is getting a little Diane Sawyer here." So just like that, he walked out. Yeah,
Dakota Johnson, a put down of Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, this is actually quite a recent one because it was in 2019, and few have dared on daytime TV that she fact checked Ellen DeGeneres on her own show. And Ellen teased that she hadn't been invited to Dakota's birthday. It was kind of a very nice kind of start to it, kind of, you know, the way Ellen can be. She's a stand-up comic. And then Dakota kind of slammed back at her with the truth, saying, "Well, that's not true, Ellen, because you were invited." So it was a bit of a mic drop moment. No yelling, no drama, just elegant honesty. But it just goes to show, you know, viewers love Dakota Johnson for calling the host out. Because I think sometimes when we're in the hot seat interviewing people, you can get away with certain things, but the celebs are literally liable to say anything.
Lisa Cannon, presenter and producer, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.